Lady from St. Louis City, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move that House Bill 71 be ordered perfected and printed.
The lady from St. Louis City has moved for the House Bill 71 be perfected and printed. Lady from St. Louis City.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker? Mr. Speaker, it's a little loud in here. Can we kind of...
Members, please take their seats. Our guests take their conversations to a whisper. Lady from St. Louis City, proceed.
Mr. Speaker, what I would like to address here on this floor today is that of the police pension system. I know some of you may oppose this bill because police officer unions have come forward in opposition to the ideal of local control in the city of St. Louis. However, Mr. Speaker, I have said time and time again that if the police unions spent as much time fighting crime as it does fighting my bill, the city of St. Louis wouldn't be the most dangerous city in the United States. Let me make it clear that their primary reason for opposing House Bill 71 is fear and concerns they have about the future of the police officer's pension. Mr. Speaker, they are concerned that to move towards local control in the city of St. Louis, that would place the pension under the control of the city, and that the future of the pension might be placed in jeopardy. Mr. Speaker, let me make it clear. House Bill 71 does not alter the current police pension system for the members of the City of St. Louis Police Department. Let me repeat that. House Bill 71 does not alter the current police pension system for members of the St. Louis Police Department. Under this bill, Mr. Speaker, the pension system will continue to be governed under Chapter 86 and by the state. Protecting the pension is something that I fully support, and something that I know Mayor Francis Slay fully supports as well. And to be practically clear, House Bill 71 will not change residency requirements for police officers, nor will it impact the safety of police officers in the city of St. Louis. If those are the concerns of my colleagues in terms of House Bill 71, I ask that each and every one of you put them aside, because, Mr. Speaker, the proof is in the bill. Mr. Speaker, this bill addresses the concerns of men and women of the City of St. Louis Police Department and ensures that they will continue to receive the benefits and retirement packet that they have worked so hard to earn. Mr. Speaker, this is not an attack on the police system in the City of St. Louis. This is simply about allowing for the City of St. Louis to have local control of its police department like every other county, with the exception of Kansas City. This is about allowing for the City of St. Louis to have local control of its police department like every other city in the country. Mr. Speaker, we talk a lot about letting the people decide. Well, in November, the people in the City of St. Louis decided that they want local control. They voted 78% in the City of St. Louis in November for local control over its police department. Mr. Speaker, I think now is the time to put the state police department that governs the City of St. Louis where it belongs, and that's in the history books. I'm not going to talk about Black history. This is Black History Month, but I don't have to give you a Black history lesson in terms of the connection of the state control, because each and every one of you know. Mr. Speaker, I'm asking that each and every one of you do the right thing. Give the city of St. Louis what they deserve, and that's the power to control its own police department. The people have no say, and I think each and every one of you truly understand what democracy really means. It's for the people and by the people. It's about representation with taxation, and we don't have it in the city of St. Louis. So, Mr. Speaker, I renew my motion if there isn't any questions. Thank you.